Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are going to give you a ballot. We are going to make you, on this Wednesday, this hump day edition of the show, we are going to allow you Tolos out there for this 15 to 20 minute segment to be a Heisman voter. However, the only trick is your vote is due today, and that's where we start the show. If the season were concluding right now and we had to decide who was going to be the Heisman winner, Diesel, Tolos, and you had a vote, who would get your vote? That's where we're starting the show. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this hump day edition of Wire to Wire. Good to see JB, the OG Tolo, in the stream already. And hope you Tolos are excited about a Wednesday show that's absolutely loaded. And I mean slam-packed today. If you don't know, we've got a big show coming your way. We're going to get into a little NFL. We also have upset picks beginning 1 hour from now. Don't send them in yet. We go behind enemy lines and talk to Toby Rowland, the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. We've got Bill Bender. We've got our high school player of the week in about 30 minutes. Are you ready, Diesel? As Rico Dowdle said, you better be buckled up because we have a loaded show coming your way.
Well, I was going to say hump day. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And you're on a new microphone over there.
I didn't know that you would understand that because you're a young fella.
Yeah, I know hump day.
I don't know. This one.
What happened?
It's not on. Like, there's no light, no power, no nothing.
No
in
way.
This thing. It's dead. So I had to switch over to the other one.
So let me get your levels right.
Whoop,
I think
whoop,
we're.
Whoop. Hump day.
Wow. We're breaking microphones. What are we doing here? What kind of operation is this? Is it plugged? Is it plugged into the wall? Let's go back to the basics here. What are we doing here?
It's a good question.
Can we blame Rob Brown?
Probably.
That is wild. So hopefully Diesel on the new microphone today sounds A-okay. Does this sound okay to you?
In my headset, it does.
Okay, good.
Tolos, you have to be the one to answer. Dewey says, Diesel, you're fired.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
It means you have to go home. How tragic would that be, right? How tragic would that be? Stephen Webb, good to see him on the stream as well. 32 Tolos already watching the show, as you can do on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. But Diesel, the latest Heisman odds are out. And I want to know from the Tolos as well as you, Diesel, who you would vote for Heisman right now and why. As of yesterday evening, BetMGM has Carson Beck and Ty Simpson both tied at plus 350, leading the Heisman odds. They also have Fernando Mendoza, Indiana quarterback, at plus 550. Jeremiah Smith, receiver for Ohio State, at plus 1400. Julian Sayin, plus 1500. Dante Moore, quarterback of Oregon, at plus 1700. And Marcel Reed of A&M, Diesel, at plus 2000. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven guys in this Heisman conversation. Do you have a, because I want to see if you feel differently than I do, do you have an early lean right now? Because when I go through these Heisman favorites, maybe it's a good thing that there's a little parity. I'm having trouble kind of finding a lean here on one of these guys.
Yeah, look, I know that this is probably going to go the direction of the best player on a really good team. And when they're all on really good teams, I think they tend to fall back on brand a little bit. And in my mind, it should be a guy that has done it at an extremely high level at a program that's not used to having a tremendous amount of success, that maybe doesn't have as many five stars littered around him as do guys like Carson Beck and Ty Simpson. For me, I would say if I had my vote right now today, I'm putting Fernando Mendoza number one on my list as the quarterback who should be the Heisman this year. I mean, he's been incredible. And Indiana doesn't have the same guys around him that they're putting around Ty Simpson at Alabama, that they're putting around Carson Beck at Miami. That's not to knock either of those two guys. They're both incredible. They're both having amazing seasons.
They are.
They would be, they would certainly be at the Heisman Trophy ceremony in New York. They would be invited. They should be there. But, I mean, come on. A guy that's done it at a place where you're not supposed to do it. That's what makes the Heisman to me.
You know, I think there's so many things that go into it. I look at these candidates, and, you know, it's funny because we had this conversation preseason, Diesel. I don't see Cade Klubnik. I don't see Drew Aller. I don't see Arch Manning, right? We were told preseason that those three are going to all win the Heisman. All three of them are going to win the Heisman, right? That's what we were told, at least. Now, you look, none of the three are there. Carson Beck's interesting. Let's start with him. By the way, Caesars has Carson Beck Diesel at plus 325. Beck saw his odds drop from plus 1,100 to 500 after Miami defeated Florida State 2 weeks ago. So think about that. Before the Hurricanes beat Florida State Diesel, Carson Beck was 1,100, plus 1,100. After they beat Florida State, Carson Beck dropped to 550, or rose to 550, rather. The Miami quarterback's now the favorite in a lot of sports books, even though the Canes didn't play last week. I don't know if that'll last, but I think the problem is, Diesel, it's only October. Miami's played its tough games early in the season. Miami's biggest remaining regular season game is at SMU. So I think Carson Beck's done a tremendous job setting the tone early this season. I just don't know if you look at the back end, the back half of Miami's schedule, Diesel, I don't know if Carson Beck will be able to impress the Heisman voters enough down the stretch.
Yeah, when it comes to that final decision making, they'll kind of fall victim to a little bit of that recency bias.
Yeah.
And as Carson Beck, I'm sure he's still going to have amazing numbers, right? He's still probably going to put up multiple touchdowns a game. He's going to throw for 250 a game, 300 plus every week down the stretch. And that's impressive in its own right, to be able to do that with that level of consistency, albeit against weaker competition. But the story is going to be what the story is going to be. And the national attention will turn to those that are still playing in big-time games.
I want to know from the Tolos out there as well on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. If you had a vote on the ballot today and you had to submit an early entry in, who would your vote be for today in terms of who you would vote for the Heisman Trophy winner? Would it be Carson Beck? Would it be you mentioned Fernando Mendoza? Would it be Ty Simpson? Mm-hmm. A lot of choices here. I think it's interesting to look at when I go back to those odds of BetMGM. They have Carson Beck at plus 350, Ty Simpson at plus 350. Caesars has Carson Beck edging out Ty Simpson right now at plus 325 to plus 350. And Diesel, you look, Miami's beaten Notre Dame in terms of good games, good teams. They beat USF. They did beat Florida, right? They beat Florida State. They're right now 5-0. Here's the problem, though. You mentioned recency bias. I think that's going to be a big part of it. Down the stretch, they have Louisville, Stanford, SMU, Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, and Pitt. Do we believe Carson Beck Diesel is going to be able to do enough against those schools to compete with strong performances against Ty Simpson? Or could you flip it the other way? Could you flip it the other way, Diesel, and say, actually, no, Carson Beck has a better chance at winning the Heisman because he's got weaker teams. He can put up better numbers down the stretch, right? It's going to be a little bit tougher for a Ty Simpson or a Julian or, a Fernando Mendoza down the stretch. You could look at it that way.
I mean, I think most likely Ty Simpson and Alabama will fall out of all of these, out of these three teams. And it's only because they play an extremely tough schedule. And one of these days, Ty Simpson is going to look like a first-year starter in the SEC. He's not going to be perfect all season long.
It looked great against Florida State, right?
Right. And so those are those little things that create that doubt in a Heisman Trophy voter's mind and make him say, well, I think Fernando Mendoza or I think Carson Beck just kind of edges him out just a little bit. And if he can continue to do what he's doing and elevate, continue to, you know, build and get a little bit better every single week, maybe we're talking about a different story here come the end of the season.
Let's take a look over at the stream where we're live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, you can watch the show. Good to see 47 Tolos in the stream right now. JB says Mendoza, Indiana quarterback. Let's see. Dewey says typically Simpson. I hate Carson Beck. He sucks, and he's a sellout. Is that what he is? JB says Mendoza has the best win, Oregon on the road. Ty Simpson has the worst loss, Florida State. That's a good point by JB there. He also says, plus Mendoza will probably get a shot at number one Ohio State, the Big Ten title game. I've got Mendoza. That's a good point from JB Diesel. What if Mendoza at the end of the season can say, I beat Oregon on the road and I beat Ohio State? You got to give me the Heisman Trophy, don't you?
But what if Ohio State makes Fernando Mendoza look pedestrian at the end of the season?
And I they mean, could.
They could. It's one of those high-risk, high-reward situations. If you're Fernando Mendoza and you lead Indiana to a win, or you look amazing in a loss. I mean, let's say this thing is a barn burner and it's 45-42, final score, and Mendoza looked really good and threw for five touchdowns in that game. You could still make the case like, hey, they lost the game, but he was still incredible against a defense that's done a really good job at shutting a lot of teams down this year. So, I mean, there's opportunities for Mendoza to what's the opposite of shine? Falter. There's an opportunity for Ty Simpson to falter. I don't know that there's that opportunity for Carson Beck to falter, but like you said, weak competition. And how much is the Heisman Trophy voter base going to value that?
And something that we mentioned a few minutes ago when talking about Carson Beck with a recency bias, to your point there with Fernando Mendoza in that late game possibly against Ohio State, that'll be the conference championship game. So you're talking about recency bias really being a part of the conversation, right? Because it was something they just saw, Diesel. Like, they're making the decision after the conference championships. So good or bad, that could impact Fernando Mendoza. I do think that guy will be in the top three. I think he'll be in the top three when it's all said and done. Fernando Mendoza on the season, by the way, a 71.2 completion percentage. 71.2. That's elite at the college level. 1,400 yards, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's got a quarterback rating of 183.4. So you compare that 17 touchdown to 2 interception ratio to Ty Simpson, 16 touchdowns, 1 interception. You compare it to Carson Beck, only 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Fernando Mendoza, between the three, has more touchdowns. He has one more touchdown than Ty Simpson in Alabama. And to be fair, Diesel, this is his first season at Indiana. He was at Cal for 2 years.
Yeah.
So a lot of newness. And this guy's, all he's done is a 71.2 completion percentage with 1,400 yards, 17 touchdowns. Did you say that Mendoza right now would be your guy?
He would be right now.
It's hard to argue that, right?
For as much as you and I and a lot of our Tolos dislike the transfer portal and the way it guts teams, you do have to enjoy the fact that there are players like Fernando Mendoza that would have been stuck on an awful team at Cal and would never have been able to make a name for themselves and would never be able to show out and potentially continue his career playing in the NFL or otherwise. And all of a sudden he comes to Indiana, gets new coaching, new receivers, new blockers, and the guy looks incredible, right? He looks like the second coming of name your quarterback.
Right.
So, you know, that's sort of the upside of the transfer portal, but, God, there's so many downsides to it.
Let's see. Rushing-wise, Carson Beck on the season has one rushing touchdown. Ty Simpson has 2 rushing touchdowns, Diesel, and Fernando Mendoza has 2 rushing touchdowns. So all 3 quarterbacks, talking about Simpson, Mendoza, and Carson Beck, are pocket passer type quarterbacks, right? They have a couple touchdowns on the season, nothing like overly impressive, but I think I would agree with you. I think I would agree with you, Diesel, that Fernando Mendoza has to be the leader in the clubhouse. Now, if you look down the rest of the list, what about Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sayin? 1,400 plus 1,400 plus 1,500. Dante Moore of Oregon, plus 1,700. A little bit of a long shot right now. He's fallen a little bit. Marcel Reed of A&M. Why isn't Marcel Reed higher in this conversation? He is plus 2,000. And I don't know if you know this or not, Texas A&M's undefeated. They hadn't lost a football game. Marcel Reed's stats, are they what the others are when it comes to Mendoza? Well, let's look. He's got 1,490 yards, only 12 interceptions, or excuse me, only 12 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. A completion percentage at 60. So his numbers aren't the same. Marcel Reed's numbers aren't the same. However, Marcel Reed does provide a little bit more on the ground game, 3 touchdowns on the season. I think Fernando Mendoza is the clear leader in the clubhouse. Jeremiah Smith is the only receiver right now in the top, 7? When you look at the Heisman odds, Jeremiah Smith plus 1,400. Didn't we come into the season, Diesel, thinking that Jeremiah Smith might have a shot to win the Heisman Trophy? Unfortunately, like you and I have talked about many times, it's turned into a quarterback award. You know, it's turned into a quarterback
award. Always has been. Yeah. It always has been. And it's just, it's hard because how do you gauge stats? How do you compare, for example, just making up an example here, a defensive end who gets, 15 sacks in a season.
Like a Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, somebody who's amazing off the edge. You look at 15 sacks and you're trying to compare that to a quarterback who's maybe throwing 30, 35 touchdowns, a couple thousand yards. It's just not nearly as impressive.
By the way, Jeremiah Smith, 40 receptions, 505 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's averaging 12.6. He's on the way to replicate what he did last year. But I will say I think Jeremiah Smith might have been expected to have a little bit bigger of a season thus far. Now, you're talking about Julian Sayin, new quarterback, right, who learning a new offense, new OC, and Julian Sayin's been fantastic. I like Julian Sayin. I've watched him several times this year. I don't know that he's Fernando Mendoza, but guess what? On the season, 1,400 yards, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Do you know what for Julian Sayin's completion percentage is?
I'd probably wager to guess it's in the tippy-top 70s, maybe
78.4.
Wow.
That is ungodly. That just doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Julian Sayin completing 78.4% of his diesel. He's not throwing many incompletions. He's thrown 120 completions on 153 attempts. The guy's just flat getting it done.
Did you, Cole, happen to go by the florist on your way to work today?
I think I forgot.
You didn't go by
the
florist.
No, I forgot. Was I supposed to?
Well, I guess because Madcraft wants his flowers. Madcraft says, looks like I was right going with Napier getting canned before Mike Norvell. Here's the thing, Madcraft. He ain't fired yet. And you'd be like the 10,000th person to call Billy Napier getting fired ASAP. This has been reported as of like 3 hours ago. Yeah. Yahoo Sports tweeted, Florida head coach Billy Napier could be fired as soon as this weekend per USA Today Sports. So he's not fired yet. What are you talking about here? You called nothing yet. What do you mean? When we come back, Cole, let's continue calling it when it comes to the Carolina Panthers' remaining 11 games on their 17-game series. Is there a way, slim as it may be, for Carolina to be in the playoff conversation? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.